suspicious because you can't see it. Doesn't mean it's not there.
Tonight only, believe nothing you hear.
And only one half that you see.
Halloween special on your favorite station.
Years on Blake Generation.
Oh, the creature walks among us. Hello, it is I, your pal Uncle Salem, and it has been a minute. We haven't had a nice new show in quite a while. But, you know, Uncle Salem, gearing up for October, we got to bring you the content that your filthy little heart desires, you know. Or, you know, that you'll tolerate. So, yeah, here we are. Right now, one day before the beginning of October, which for me and the band that I perform with, Lords of October, is our busy season. And as such, we welcome that because this really truly is my favorite time of year. When you can walk into stores and you can see it in commerce reflected everywhere. You can't usually walk into stores and see monsters. Well, let me rephrase that. You can't usually see cool, fun monsters in stores. Every once in a while, you see one you don't like, but that's a whole other story. Anyways, hi, and thanks for joining me on this episode of Blank Generation. Obviously, you know, all through this month, I'm counting today, is a Halloween special after Halloween special. So let's just get started. Oh, I did want to say, of course, the first song was The Cramps, Teenage Werewolf. And I want to always give a shout out to Snord for our stirring theme song. And speaking of Snord, because this is what I've been listening to a lot lately when I write, this really sets up Halloween for me. It's been playing all summer long in my house. My kids walk around bopping to it now. And this is Snord from the album 4. Born Halloween. I'm Blank Generation.
Edutainment. Podcast. Radio for haunters and Halloween fanatics. oozing with hot news, reviews, how-tos, interviews.
Hauntcast.
Subscribe now at hauntcast.net.
They speak my name.
Black Valley Moon, Return of the Ghost of Johnny Ramone. That's from a really cool album called Punk Rock Halloween 2, which, you know, leads one to believe that there is a Punk Rock Halloween. Indeed, there is. Those are really cool albums. I'd like to get with Lucifer Fulci and see if we can make our own little Punk Rock Halloween record sometime. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, so before that we had the Misfits. Ghost of Frankenstein. That's my daughter Audrey's favorite song right now. She walks around the house singing it. She almost sings it in this even sadder way than it's presented here by the Misfits. So before that we had Howlin' at the Moon, Sha-la-la, by the Ramones. And I do have a special treat for you. I hope it's a treat. We just finished mixing a brand new version of our song Graveyard Stomp, which is one of the first songs we ever wrote 8 years ago, my band Lords of October. Shameless self-promotion. And we're about to release the music video on October 1st. You can check that out on our Facebook page. It's really fun. We had a blast making it. But here's the remix, brand new actually, not even just a remix, this is a brand new studio version of Graveyard Stomp. And it's going to be featured on our upcoming record, which I think is going to be called Tricks and Treats. So check this out, Graveyard Stomp by Lords of October. I'm Blank Generation.
And all this creation meeting at the barn at a nine. Taking stage at the door, we're gonna fly once more. Such an astonishing sight. Screaming at the moon, we're dancing on your tomb. It's time you rise up on the rock. The best left unsaid, we're scaring up the dead. They're waking for the graveyard stall.
Graveyard stall.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard stall.
All your fiendish friends, all your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light.
Unearth the crates and open up the gates. Diabolical dance of the cursed.
All your witches and wizards, your legends and lizards,
do your best at doing your worst.
We're screaming at the moon, we're dancing on your tomb.
It's time you rise up on the rock.
But best left unsaid,
we're scaring up the dead. They're waking for the graveyard stomp.
Graveyard stomp.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard stomp.
The veil is wearing thin. All your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light.
Graveyard stomp.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard stomp.
The veil is wearing thin. All your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light. Dancing on your tomb, they're waiting for the graveyard stomp.
Graveyard stomp.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard stomp.
All your fiendish friends, all your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light.
Graveyard stomp.
Time to do it again.
Graveyard stomp.
The veil is wearing thin. All your children of the night. Underneath the harvest light.
Stomp. Stomp.
Massacre Haunted House.
you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end. If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. It's a friendship that'll never ever end. If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away.
Bloodlust by Samson. And if you've ever heard even one Iron Maiden song, you probably recognize that is Bruce Dickinson on the vocals there. I remember when that CD came out, I begged my mom to take me to Rock and Roll Records, and I had to have it. It was Bruce Dickinson's project before Iron Maiden, obviously, and I played that cassette, which is the format I got it on. I played that cassette just nonstop for months. And, you know, every once in a while, it still comes back into play and it gets a good run. But, yeah, man, unhinged vocals by Bruce Dickinson on that thing. And that whole record is just full of amazing hooks, heavy, funky, almost thrilling metal. I just love that album so much. Now, before that, we had a band that I consider to be underrated, The Hooters, All You Zombies, Hide Your Faces. No, it's not called that, but yeah, All You Zombies by The Hooters. And they were, if you didn't know, they were Cyndi Lauper's backing band. Most of them were. And actually, you can hear the singer singing time after time with Cyndi Lauper on her gigantic She's So Unusual record. Let's get right back into it now. Speaking of something that's kind of maybe a little bit unusual, why don't we start with a bonus track from the Twisted Sister record, Come Out and Play. Another one that I wore out and came with the gatefold cover where Dee Snider's coming out of a sewer. If you've never seen it, you gotta check it out. Just Google that and check it out. It's really cool. Like some glowing, sonic, radioactive sewer goo, whatever. And this is my favorite song off that record, which ironically isn't on the record. It was a bonus for the cassette. Another cassette. Huh. Okay. Anyways, here's King of the Fools by Twisted Sister. And you might think King of the Fools is me right now after that super long intro into this amazing song. I'm Blank Generation.
Feeling is a festival for demonic spirits. The whole idea of trick-or-treating, the Druids would go to somebody's house and ask for money, and if they didn't get money, they'd kill one of their sheep. I mean, that was the trick, you know. So, I mean, it was serious stuff. And it was also all this business about goblins and jack-o'-lanterns and all that all comes out of demonic rituals of the Druids and the people who lived in England at that particular time. I think churches can have Halloween parties. You can bob for apples and do stuff like that and turn it into a Christian festival. And that's what we ought to do. We need to redeem these days. But that day was given over to satanic thing.
Yeah, look out of the day of Satan. That's a day when Satan's powerful and demon, demonic spirits all over the place on Halloween. All over. You gotta be careful. Don't want demonic spirits. If you look at a jack-o'-lantern too long, what'll happen is the demonic spirit will get inside of you and make you do naughty things and make you do bad, bad things. No, but he's serious. See, that's the thing. He's serious. We'll be right back.
heart is the key, the powers that be. Metal Church on Blake Generation. One of my favorite songs of all time. Anyone who knows me knows that's true. If you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that's true. Hey, thanks for joining me again for this fun hour of Halloween and just fun, weird, cool stuff. And we got a few more for you. I'd like to start getting back into it right now. I don't know why I said it like that. It's late. This is called Creatures of the Night by the Vibrators. I'm Blank Generation. Happy Halloween! Woo!
I put on my black clothes and look the mirror in the eye. I sharpen my claws and go out into the night. Looking for some little girl who's washed up in this town, who's just right for some fool in a van. Because the creatures of the night, yeah, the day opens me nothing to excite my imagination. Yeah, we're creatures of the night, honey, let me be. Honey, let me be beneath the pale moonlight, beneath the pale moonlight. Honey, I know just what you're worth. When the iron in my heart starts pointing to the north, and I'm looking to get some kind of relief from this world and all its beliefs. Because we're creatures of the night, yeah, the day offers me nothing to excite my imagination. We're creatures of the night, honey, let me be. Let it be beneath the pale moonlight, beneath the pale moonlight. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Blake Generation with Uncle Salem. And it's one week closer to Halloween. Halloween.